Brad Inglis, we are here at one of the newest homesteads in the Northern Territory. Tell us about the work that's been done to turn this land into a home.
Nearly 3 years ago now, we came down here, Lisa and I, in a caravan, and lucky enough to be a couple of guys in town, road contract builder Rob Suffren, he lent us a camp trailer, and we lived in that for 7 months, and Lisa's dad bought a little D4E in 1979, and we poked around on it for 3 weeks and cleared a bit of scrub and enough area to build a... It's a shouse. It's a shed. shed slash house. So, yeah, no, it's going good. We're slowly, slowly getting there.
Was it easy, you know, getting all the gear to make a home?
It was the initial idea was brilliant, going to be great, and then all the little things you don't think of, all the lawn and the fence and the sprinklers and all the add-ons, that's what takes your time, and you sort of... But other than that, it was all right, mate. Yeah, so it was good.
What a beautiful spot. You sit here for dinner and you overlook these plains that from here just seem to stretch on forever. Tell us, what are we looking at here?
The Sturt Plains is a black soil, sort of the northern end of the Barkly Tablelands, really. It's in a pocket of country that sort of right on the sort of southern edge of the Murrinjay stock route, I suppose. Northern edge of the Newcastle Waters catchment. And, yeah, it's a big black soil plain that goes for roughly 30 kilometres wide. And it just starts off the Stuart High. People drive along the Stuart High, and it's just thick timber. And only a couple of k's off that, it just opens up into some, pretty magnificent country.
Are you happy with how the plains are looking, given the wet season that we've had?
Yeah, it is. It's just the grass has really just started to come away in the last few weeks, like shot up high. The body of feed was there, but earlier on we had magnificent rains in December and January, but then, same as last year. February was a very quiet event, and then I've been sort of looking at this last little bit, sort of thinking new beauty, but it's been teasing us a
bit. Just hasn't quite happened yet, eh?
Nah, but there's been some good falls around, which is just probably has been better than nothing, for sure.
I mean, hopefully we do get the rain later this week, but would you be right, you know, if this was the end of the wet for Sturt Plains, would you be right?
Yeah, for sure. Surely the end of the year drags out a little bit, but like last year, that grass was shorter because it was just a short wet, but the cattle did really well. Like, the grass was pretty good, like good quality, like, as opposed to, say, feed gets away, big, long, tall grass. So during the year, that feed seemed to be all right. Yeah, the bulk wasn't there, but it was good, yeah.
We went for a drive out there this morning. There's a couple of old sheds out there. What's their story?
Yeah, there's some couple of old Sydney Williams huts out in the middle of the black soil, which was the original Sturt Plains lease. A couple of brothers, forget their names, they lived out there in the 50s and farmed sorghum, and they had plans for everything, but I think seasonal conditions and rain didn't come at the right time. But they had I forget the size of the crops, but huge amounts of sorghum were nearly ready to harvest. And I think monsoonal rains sort of, and then, they just sort of moved on elsewhere where it was a bit more reliant, the rainfall, for farming.
Tough life out there. Like, we're talking decades and decades ago, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, in the 50s and... I drive past it in the build-up and see this tin shed and couldn't imagine living in it.
It's no shouse.
But, death adders everywhere, and it's every... I'll take my hat off to them. They're tough people.
Really? You get death adders out here?
Yeah, big on that Downs country, a lot of them, yep.
What's the longest one you've seen out there?
Oh, only about a foot and a half.
Yep.
Foot and a half long. They're short little fat buggers, but, me and the boys, when we're mustering, we sort of... look around and we see one, and there it's interesting.
Bet the horses look around and as well.
Yeah, it's a good part of the world. We enjoy going out there.
If you're tuning in, this is The Country, our broadcasting today from Sturt Plains Station. Our hosts are Brad and Lisa Inglis, and as we've been talking about, the homestead's right on the edge of the Sturt Plains. Now, somewhere out here, you do hay as well, is that right?
Yep. We've got pretty much anywhere there. I'll get a contractor in, and I'm not a very good tractor driver, so they come and cut hay and bale hay, and we just pick the country, like wherever the right quality grasses are, and sort of try and bar where a lot where cattle don't utilise too, you know. So we're just we're not taking feed away from them, and we won't bail in that section for the for another 3 or 4 years. Just sort of doesn't seem to come back as good as if you're just sort of grazing it and spelling it.
Like right.
It does affect it a little bit if you leave it for a few years, and it seems to come away good. But we do a bit and sell a bit, and yeah, it comes up pretty good, and cattle seem to really like it.
So it must come in handy with your big new project, and that's this dip in and spell in station.
Yeah, that's where it really works. We would have had close to 15,000 head through the yard last year, and
wow,
and hopefully it kicks on a bit more this year. And it was just a good little offset business that, you know, diversification really helps a little small show like us, and it's right on the bitumen, and it seems to work really good, mate. Yeah, for our first year, we were a bit nervous, and it's been a big, kept us busy from doing other stuff as well. So it's been really good.
So what's the aim for 2016 for those yards? Year two.
Yeah, with export prices and that being so strong, we don't know if it'll be as busy. But I mean, domestic cattle prices are unbelievable, and I think like Meatworks down south where cattle were going last year, I think we'll still have a fair bit of interest in sourcing cattle from up here.
The Country has done a profile piece on the yards, but just in case we've got people listening that didn't hear that, can you quickly tell us the purpose of the yards?
Yeah, south of our homestead is our boundary. It's the tick line. Anything that goes past there has to be clean of tick. So they come, get dipped through a plunge dip, held for 4 days, fed, plunge dipped again, where the stock inspector comes up from Tennant Creek, and he inspects the cattle clean of tick, and then they're allowed to truck south.
Yeah. And where are the most of the cattle going?
Mainly last year was Meatworks down in Warrnambool, Victoria, or just interstation, intercompany, transport.
Now, you know, I don't know if you got the answer. I just find it amazing that top-end cattle are going to a Meatworks in Victoria when we've got a Meatworks near Darwin.
Yeah, I think once this Darwin Meatworks gets really operational, kicked into gear, once they're out of sort of their first, you know, trialing stage or whatever they're doing, I think once they get into gear, that might sort of slow it all down. But yeah, I think with the droughts and winter time down south, and especially Victoria, South Australia,
yep,
that feed's sort of not there as much as is summertime, and I think they really scream for when our cattle are being able to be mustered and trucked and everything down in South Australia, Victoria. They're looking for cattle, yeah. So it works pretty good.
So many facets to the station here. How are you feeling about 2016?
Oh, positive. Wouldn't mind going fishing or camping after. But, nah, it's going to be good. I'm really looking forward to it. And it's been a bit of a feeler because we've changed paddocks around, and from the history of Hayfield, where it's part of. So we've chopped paddocks up. So we're still getting a feel of what can run here and what can run there. And we think that we're slowly... It's getting better anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will mention in that it's part of, you know, its history is with Hayfield Station. There's the perfect chance to have a quick chat to Lisa.
Hello.
You grew up here, yeah?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember, you know, being out on this country, before... The Shouse?
Oh, yeah. I mean, where we are now, I don't think I even saw this part of the country. So, but yeah, the Wiener Paddock Boar, obviously, that's always been there. And yeah, it's pretty. Actually, Nick found this ridge that we're on now.
That's your brother?
Yeah, in the helicopter, and it's nice and high and looks out over the plains. So we thought, oh, well, perfect spot. It's a little bit rocky and trying to get a few trees to grow, but yeah, we'll see. See if they grow. Hmm.
Your parents are well known in the NT cattle industry. What's their thoughts on the Shouse?
Oh, yeah, no, they like it. Yeah, we're getting some accommodation built here at the homestead now, so when they come to stay, they don't have to stay in the caravan. But, we're getting there.
What do you love about this part of the world?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Everything. It's all I know, I guess. And been away a lot, but I always seem to keep coming home, so I must say something.
Oh, it is beautiful here. Thanks so much for having the country, our guys. It's really appreciated.